Hello and welcome to our broadcast. Today we're in Malachi chapter 3. Malachi is the little book with the big message. Stay tuned. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 1 says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to this temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppose the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." What an amazing portion of Scripture. Now, we've seen here that Malachi is, his name means my messenger. He's God's messenger. Malachi's message, one of love, one about leadership, and one that focuses on the Lord. In the first, as we began this series, we see that they were actually questioning the love of God. The love was declared by Malachi, but the love was debated by the people. Not only love, but leadership. He said in Malachi 2:1, "O ye priests, this commandment is for you." Well, that's pretty plain. And then we will see as we get into chapter 2, verse 17, on through chapter 3, verse 6, that the focus is on the Lord. In fact, the word Lord occurs 49 times in only 4 chapters of this little book. But we're looking at the condition of the remnant. Now, the condition is a state of health. They say, how are you doing conditionally? What condition are you in? How is your health? Well, their health spiritually was not very good. They are saying, well, where's the prosperity? And where's the promises? And where's the prophets that we've been promised? They said, "Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Is there no justice from God? The wicked have prosperity and we don't have any prosperity." That was their attitude. Where's the promises that we were told the God of heaven, he will prosper us? As a matter of fact, they were going through a physical drought at that time, going through a spiritual drought as well. And they said, "Where's the prophets that we were prophesied that they would come? Malachi, who's he? Is he a prophet? He has no pedigree. What tribe is he from?" And this was their attitude at that time. And by the way, keep in mind, this is the condition of the remnant that had come back from Babylon, who went through the revival, and then after the revival, they began to get into a stage of apathy. And apathy, as we previously said, always leads to apostasy. Well, in Malachi 2:17, the Bible says that the prophet said, "Ye have wearied the Lord with your words." Words. You know, they estimate that a woman speaks 20,000 words a day, and a man speaks 7,000 words a day. That's a total of 27,000 words in one day from two people. Well, what are those words all about? Think about that for a minute. Malachi says you wearied the Lord with your words. How many of those 27,000 words have anything to do with spiritual things, have anything to do with God, have anything to do with eternal things, have anything to do with what is eternal rather than what we look at today, which is simply temporal? We can see the spiritual health by their words. They said in Malachi 1 and verse number 2, wherein hast thou loved us? And 1 and 6, wherein have we despised thy name? And 1 and 7, wherein have we polluted thee? And 2 and 17, wherein have we wearied the Lord? And 3 and 7, wherein shall we return? Return to what? God said, return to me, I'll return to you. What do we need to return to? Malachi 3:8 says, wherein have we robbed God? Malachi 3:13, what have we spoken so much against thee? Oh, yeah, after all that, they said, our words are not against thee. They said in Malachi 3:14, what profit is it if we have kept his ordinances? These words have wearied God. And so here in Malachi 3, in verse number 1, he says, behold, he says that twice. Behold, that means you better pay attention. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to this temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold means pay attention. That word is found 1,326 times in the Bible. And they better listen to Malachi, because this is the last message that they are going to get for 400 years until John the Baptist comes on the scene. He says, behold, I will. Now that phrase, I will, is found 7 times here, once in verse 1, twice in verse 5. Verse 7, verse 10, and verse 11 and 17 all say, I will. In chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, I will send my messenger. And then in verse 5, he says, I will come near to you to judgment. I will be swift. That means he's coming unexpected when they're not thinking that he's coming. He says, I will send my messenger. And then he says, even the messenger. Now, these are two different messengers. My messengers. I will send my messenger. That's John the Baptist. Well, is he coming next week? No, he's not coming for 400 years. And 400 years later, in Matthew 11 and verse 10, says, for this is he whom the Lord has written, behold, I will send my messenger before thy face. And in verse 11, it says it's John the Baptist. But then we have the messenger. He says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, the Lord, whom ye seek. He shall suddenly come to the temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Now, this messenger is referring to Christ. He's coming. Oh, we'd like our Messiah to come. Is he coming next week? No, not for 400 years. Well, that's a long time. Well, Peter says in 2 Peter 3:8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Well, this is only 400 years. That's a half a day to the Lord. That means he might be coming today. Well, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But, he goes on to say, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who will stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Well, they said, yeah, we want the Messiah to come. He's going to come and he's going to kick out all those Romans and all those whoever at that time it was the Persians. And he's going to come and he's going to do a lot of good stuff for us. Well, here's what's going to happen. He says, who may abide the day of his coming? That word abide means to accept or act in accordance with something. In other words, I'm going to abide by the rules. Who will abide the day of his coming? Who will accept and act in accordance with what he's going to do? Who shall stand? Why does he say that? Because he says he is going to come like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. What does soap do? Well, it cleans up things. He's going to clean house. In Matthew 3 and verse number 1 through 10, we have the story of John the Baptist, and it says in verse 10, the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. He's coming like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. He's going to clean house. What's the first thing he did when he went into the temple with a whip? So we ask the question here, who may abide? Who will accept and act in accordance with what I'm doing here? No, they were looking for a materialistic Messiah. I want a Messiah that's going to come and make my life better. And we're under bondage to the Persians here. And when Jesus came, they were under bondage to the Romans. And he wasn't booting out the Romans. He was straightening out Israel. Now let's keep in mind here that he is refining the remnant. The remnant. Look at verse number 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and in the former years. He's talking about purifying the sons of Levi. That's the remnant. In Malachi 2:8, he says, ye remnant, ye are departed out of the way. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. And so he says, who can abide the day of his coming? He said in verse 5 and 6, I will come to you in judgment and will make a swift witness against the sorcerers and the adulterers and those that make false swears, he calls them here. Those that oppose the hireling in their wages, the widows, the fatherless, they turn aside the stranger, they fear not me. He said, I am coming to you. Well, what's he mean, the sorcerers? What is a sorcerer? A sorcerer is one who influences the course of events by using supernatural forces. Would they do that? Yeah. Jeremiah 27:9, he said, therefore hearken not ye to your prophets and to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers. Well, once again, we have seen that once they slipped into an era of apathy, they then slip into apostasy. Well, in verse number 7, it says, even from the days of your fathers are ye gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. And then here's the promise, return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. What mercy. But ye said, wherein shall we return? What are you talking about? They had no discernment at all. Well, the answer came back, and we'll look at it in our next program. Verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Well, we'll look at that in our next program. Be sure to tune in.